Welcome to my audio journal. It's me, Bree. And it's April 12th, 2024. And the time is 6:18 p.m. And I'm just hanging out here in my room, sitting on my bed. Starshine and Sydney are in the other room. Sydney was just on the bed with me like a few minutes ago. I'm not sure where she is now. But anyway, yeah, I'm just hanging out. I'm tired. This is my second attempt at doing an audio journal today. I did it, but like, I didn't like how it turned out, as usual. I didn't like how it turned out, so I'm redoing it again. And, so yeah, in my last audio journal, I was drinking a Guayaki yerba mate drink, the yellow yerba mate drink, and so today I'm drinking a San Pellegrino Italian sparkling water. And so yesterday I said, if anyone at Guayaki is listening, please sponsor my audio journal. And so yeah, if anyone at San Pellegrino is listening, please sponsor my audio journal. I am looking for sponsors. And I will take anyone as a sponsor or advertiser on this audio journal. It doesn't matter. So yeah, Coca-Cola, Red Bull, Pepsi, it doesn't matter. I'll even take Ovaltine as a sponsor. So yeah, I will take any advertisers or sponsors. And so yeah, I only have 6 downloads on my last episode, but I do expect that number to increase as time goes on. So anyway, so the cats are in the other room, and Starshine woke me up early again today. He woke me up at 2:45 a.m., and he wouldn't stop meowing until I fed him, and he does that every night now. He wakes me up so early, like anywhere between like 2:30 and like 6 a.m. he'll wake me up and just meow until I give him his wet food. So I feed him and then I go back to sleep. And Starshine has a girlfriend, by the way, or it might be a boyfriend. I'm not really sure. I haven't physically examined the cat, but there's been a, like, the past few days, there's a cat that's been, like, hanging out, like, outside of the house, like, around the house. And Starshine looks at it through the window, and he looks smitten by it. And, so, yeah. He's just been, like, staring at it through the window, like, the past few days. It's been, like, around the house a lot. Like, not today, but yesterday and the day before. And, and I really think that Starshine is attracted to it. And it's a nice looking cat, but I don't really want Starshine dating anyone. Because then he'll start paying less attention to me. And then pretty soon he'll be getting married and moving out. And yeah, I want him to finish college first. And so I wanted to put some food out for it, like next time that I see it. Like maybe some tuna or something. But my dad said not to feed it because it'll never leave. And he said I'll have like a whole pack of cats hanging around the house. And that kind of makes me want to do it more. And I want to wake up and have like a pack of 20 cats meowing outside the door every morning. And I have a feeling I'm going to like turn into that type of person when I get older. Like the person that feeds like the neighborhood animals and has like 20 animals lined up at the door every day. And yeah, actually maybe I don't want that because I can't even stand having one cat meowing at me in the morning demanding to be fed. So anyway, yeah, not too much went on today. He came over today. My dad came over today and we just hung out. Just ate some food and hung out and we watched Reno 911 because we have the Blu-ray. And so, yeah, by the way, I have the best dad in the world. And yeah, he's the only one that listens to this. So shout out to my dad. Yeah, he's so good to me. And so yeah, we just hung out and we were watching Reno 911. And one of the episodes was so funny. So on the episode, they had a scavenger hunt to see who would win tickets to see an execution. And so I found the clip on YouTube, so I'll just play some of the clip. Listen to this.
Okay, next order of business. We have received here at the department, they are doing an execution of a convicted felon down there in Carson City. And we have received two passes to be eyewitnesses to the execution of this, I don't know what he is, a serial murderer or something. Now, I know that, I know everybody wants these. So we're gonna do it the way we generally do stuff like this, and we're gonna do a scavenger hunt.
Yeah. All
so,
right. All right.
While you're out there fighting crime today, keep on the lookout for crackhead with a wig. 5 points.
Easy.
Perp over 6'5".
All right.
That's pretty 10 good. Points.
Easy.
Man with teats is 5. Best looking hooker, 15. Red foreign car. Perp with an animal tattoo. And double points if they're Jewish. When we tally it all up, whoever's got the most points gets the passes. And don't be planting evidence. They have to be a bona fide arrest, okay? Jones.
Yeah. Lieutenant, would you mind specifying man with teats? I mean, technically, I guess I'm a man with teats.
No, they gotta be bigger than Jones's to count.
You gotta be really at least like a B or a C cup. So, as you book them, I'll tally them up and, No cheating.
Getting two tickets to this execution is kind of like getting two tickets right up front of NASCAR and you know that Jeff Gordon's gonna die.
Yeah, so that episode was so funny. And Sydney is on the bed now, laying next to me. And, yeah, I think later today, I think I'm gonna edit my audio journal from April 9th. Because I think it came out really boring. I basically just played music. I just played a lot of music on that audio journal. Yesterday's audio journal came out really good, though. And I want this to be, like, more talking and less music. But that's really hard to do. It's easier just to play music. But it's hard to actually, like, come up with content and to actually make it interesting and entertaining. So, yeah. Anyway, speaking of playing music, I am going to play Queen's I Want to Break Free again, because I did play that on my previous audio journal, but I just feel like hearing it right now. And I played it the other day, but it's not like anyone really listens to this.
I want to break free. I
I might not even save this audio journal. I might just scrap it.
Seem to fix my mood. Today it's as dark as my roots. If I ever let them grow out. Now all of my oceans have ripped tides. Can't seem to find what's wrong. The whole world is letting me down. Don't you think the early 2000s seem so far away?
Tomorrow here in Lake County, and it's only going to be 46 degrees tomorrow, and it might rain Sunday too. And yeah, I don't really have anything else to talk about on my audio journal. I think I'm going to read the news more, just so that I have like more stuff to talk about on my audio journal, because my life is so boring. Like I said, I just watch Hulu a lot. I watch like lately I've been watching Chopped and like the cooking reality show. And, I have like other cooking shows that I want to get to. And then, I do like reality shows, but not like shows that have drama or anything like that. But I do like the cooking reality shows, as long as they don't have a lot of drama. Like, I used to like Hell's Kitchen, but I can't really watch it anymore because there's, like, too much drama in that show. But I like MasterChef, and I like Chopped because it's more, like, they just focus on the cooking and, like, just good food and good dishes. And so yeah, it's gonna rain tomorrow, and pretty much, well, I don't follow politics at all, and I don't read world news or anything. I pretty much just read the technology section when I read the news, and I live in like my own little bubble. But I did look on the health section today on Google News. So I was reading some health news and I found this article. It says dentists warn Americans to stop rinsing after brushing their teeth. So I'll just read from the article. It says, you might be brushing your teeth wrong, leading dentists have warned. According to experts, rinsing your mouth with water after brushing undoes some of the benefits you get from brushing in the first place. The best way to ensure you keep your set of pearly whites intact is to brush your teeth with a fluoride toothpaste, spit it out, and go about your business. If you rinse your teeth after you brush, you swish the fluoride, a chemical which protects teeth, enamel, and prevents decay off of them. So yeah, don't rinse your mouth with water after brushing your teeth, because it washes away the fluoride. And so yeah, my strategy is just to do the opposite of whatever the CDC says. So I don't brush my teeth often, and I don't brush them every day. But I have like perfect teeth. So I don't know, my strategy seems to be working. And so yeah, I don't really have anything else to talk about, so I'm going to go play with the cats and just go back to watching Hulu and yeah, just hanging out. I will talk to you later. Goodbye.